Every Wednesday in the month of October, Parliament on King is hosting Hand Me a Coffee, a deaf cafe in Sydney's inner west. But what exactly is a deaf cafe? We speak to Jessica Liang, the creative behind Hand Me a Coffee. Good morning, Jess. So why did you first decide to start this initiative?
Yeah, so me and my sister are hard of hearing. So we were born profoundly deaf, and growing up profoundly deaf, we had cochlear implants. And with cochlear implants, so we grew up in like the speaking world, if you want to say it, use that term, in the speaking world. So we never really had much connection with like the deaf communities, and we never had the opportunity to learn Auslan, Australian Sign Language. So I was thinking, why is that the case? And also, in my own personal experience, I never really see like deaf people signing. It's just not really visible in mainstream society. So when I saw an overseas model, then I thought, oh, there is something that you know, you can do to, you know, bridge this gap together. And so that's how I connected with the Deaf Society, Royal Institute for Deaf and Blind Children, and I just asked them for volunteers, any deaf volunteers who want to get into this project. And then I connected with like social enterprise cafes, and the first one was Parliament King, so we decided to work with them, and that's how it all got started.
Sure. So when it comes to the actual coffees, is there a specific term for like latte or cappuccino?
Yeah, so there's a sign for latte, which is like a L next to your face, but not like up here, because that's the sign for loser. So it's a very visual, very 3D language. So depending on where you sign, if it's next to your face or like in front of you, then it has a different meaning. So yeah, that's there's also the sign for cappuccino, which is basically like the foam coming up from the cup. Like the foam, yeah.
Wow, you learn something new every day. Thank you so much, Jess, for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Jessica Liang, the creative behind Hand Me a Coffee, a pop-up deaf cafe happening at Parliament on King in Erskineville. We now speak to Leonie Jackson, the CEO of the Deaf Society of New South Wales, through an interpreter to discuss how initiatives like Hand Me a Coffee are positively impacting the deaf community. Good morning, Leonie. So usually for someone who is deaf or hard of hearing, how do they normally order a coffee?
Well, usually they'll try to go to the same cafe. So the routine is that the people there usually know their order. If they're starting off, they might use gesture, sort of the common visual gestures of pointing, or they'll write down on a piece of paper what order they like. And some cafes actually have buttons that you can press to order a coffee. But it only becomes complicated when you have a specific type of order in regards to coffee. For example, myself, I like my coffee quite strong. So that can become complex when you're trying to get that through to a barista, that they need to understand what I want. And it can be complicated when talking to a deaf person.
Sure. And why are initiatives like Hand Me a Coffee important for the deaf community?
That initiative is really fantastic because it encourages more awareness. It makes people realise that deaf people are part of the community and that sign language is their method of communication. It also shows that deaf people can do anything, such as work in a cafe. They can make coffees. These are the deaf people in the community. So it's a fantastic awareness-raising opportunity, and it's important that deaf people then also themselves within the community know that they can attend this cafe and order what they want in their language.
So do you think that initiatives like this are helping to bridge a gap within the local community?
Yeah, definitely. I just wish there was more funding opportunities available to encourage more small businesses to do things like that, to create initiatives within the local community, and to promote deaf awareness.
Sure. And for anyone who's interested in learning Auslan, how can they get started?
Well, we run classes here in Parramatta at the Deaf Society. We coordinate Auslan classes around New South Wales. There's various community courses. So people who know nothing about the language can just do it. It's like a nice introductory course. So we do sign language 1 and 2, which are community courses, introductory courses. And then we also have accredited courses. These are for people that are quite keen to work in the area or just improve their communication with deaf people. And they can enrol in those accredited courses.
Awesome. And thank you so much for joining us today, Leonie.
Okay, thank you.
That was Leonie Jackson, the CEO of the Deaf Society in New South Wales, speaking to us about partnering up with Hand Me a Coffee. For more information about the Hand Me a Coffee Deaf Cafe, all details can be found on the Parliament on King Facebook page.